Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Sheni B'Shabbat, the second day of the week, and in the second Aliyah of Parshat Emor, we have 25 psukim. This Aliyah discusses mumim, physical blemishes, and other things which make a Kohen puzzle to do the Avoda in the Beit HaMikdash. The Torah then tells us who in the Kohen's family may eat Truma. As just mentioned, our Aliyah begins with the kinds of physical blemishes, a mum, that make a Kohen a Baal mum and prohibited to serve in the Mikdash. Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin Daber El Aharon Lemor, Ish Mizaracha Ledorota Masher Yihievo Mum Lo Yikrav Lehakriv Lechem Elokav. Must tell you, Moshe, tell Aharon that anybody who is a Kohen, if they have a mum, they may not work in the Mikdash. And we have to ask the obvious question, why? Why should it matter what a Kohen looks like? And there are many, many other questions, more questions that we can ask about Kohanim, but I'll ask just one more question that is most directly connected to this first question about the Mumim. The second question comes from the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204. He tells us in Hilchot Klei HaMikdash, in Perek Chet Halacha Dalid, that the clothing of the Kohen need to fit perfectly. They can't be too long. They can't be too short. They can't be soiled. They can't be torn. They can't be hoisted up by the belt, etc., etc. And if any of these things happened, the avoda is psula. His avoda is invalid. If they're worn out or whatever it is, they're invalid. And the question is why? Again, why is that the halacha? Why do we care so much that the begadim fit properly? Doesn't Hashem care about the inside, not the outside? Again, there's many questions, but for this short FMT, we'll suffice with these two. Number one, why can't a Kohen have a mum? And two, why must the Kohen's clothing fit perfectly? Perhaps one can suggest the following idea. A central message of and about Kohanim and Birkat Kohanim and the Avoda is that the bracha, indeed every bracha that any of us ever receive, we must remember over and over and over again that the bracha comes from Hashem. The Avoda in the Mikdash is for Hashem, from Hashem. And the Kohanim must do everything they can do to be, excuse the expression, to be invisible. They must do everything they can to deflect personal attention away from them and to direct it to Hashem. It's not me, says the Kohen. It's Hashem. Of course we honor them. It's in our parsha. We honor the Kohanim, but that honor must be directed to Hashem, not to them as individuals. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, says something very similar in his Perush to Parshat Naso in Bamidbar Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf Zayin, says Rav Hirsch, and I quote, "The priests do not bless Israel. Their words have no power of conferring blessing. Their mission is only," says Rav Hirsch, "lasum shmi al b'nei Yisrael," to place Hashem's name, so to speak, on b'nei Yisrael. The blessing, says Rav Hirsch, the blessing itself, I look after. In other words, Hashem looks after. This is a central message throughout all the avoda and throughout all the Kohanim. When it comes to a mum, or when it comes to clothing that do not fit properly, it's old, or it's tattered, or it's soiled, all these things point out the Kohen as an individual. But when we think about the Kohen as an individual, then we're liable to say, he's the one giving me the bracha. See Mr. Cohen over there? He gave me a bracha today. And we have to say, no, that's not what we're supposed to walk away with. The Kohen is a kli, a vehicle, an instrument for Hashem's blessings, not Mr. Cohen's blessings. By having each Kohen with no mum, by having each Kohen have clothing that fits properly, the focus comes off of the individual and onto God himself. The focus is on the source of the blessing and not on the messenger of that blessing. Have a wonderful day, everyone.